I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1465. Not where, but who. I've had the privilege of going to Israel 3 times now. And one of the must-see places on everyone's list is the place of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. But, that's a matter of debate. Not a debate that Jesus was crucified or was resurrected. All Christians believe that. But the where part is a bit of a mystery. Does it matter? This podcast is about the two great commandments, loving the God who came, died, and rose again for us. There are 2 primary locations, each associated with a theological tradition, that are posited as the place of crucifixion and burial. One is Skull Hill and the Garden Tomb, and the other is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Now, based on nearly 1900 years of tradition and archaeological evidence pointing to a first century tomb, modern scholarship is convinced that the Church of the Holy Sepulchre marked the general area of these 2 monumental events. Even so, the value of the Garden Tomb is its emphasis on the event rather than the location of the resurrection, whereas the Church of the Holy Sepulchre tends to conceal more than it reveals. It's a bit chaotic in there. Okay, let's consider this for just a moment. The death and resurrection of the Son of God for the salvation of humankind are the 2 most critical events in the history of the world, yet the Bible gives surprisingly few details that would help us pinpoint the exact location for absolute certain. The Lexham Geographic Commentary on the Gospels tells us some things we do know. Several hints in the narrative help us narrow down the options. One obvious detail is that the site of the crucifixion was within walking distance from Pilate's Praetorium, which most likely was located at Herod's palace on the west side of the city. The synoptics specify that Jesus was led to the place of crucifixion, and according to John, Jesus was initially forced to carry his own cross. His strength sapped by Pilate's flogging would make him unable to lug a crossbeam very far on his own, and Simon of Cyrene was conscripted to help. Jesus' weakened state after his beating by the Romans is an important point to remember, since it makes a crucifixion to the east of the city, such as the Mount of Olives, unlikely. The top of the Mount of Olives is more than 2,000 yards from Herod's palace. It's doubtful that Jesus, bloodied and bruised, would have been physically capable of walking more than 1.2 miles across the city into the Kidron Valley and up the steep ascent to the Mount of Olives. The New Testament also indicates that the place of the execution was outside the city, and it relates that Jesus was scorned by those who passed by when they saw him hanging on the cross. This implies that Jesus was crucified near a road, in a visible location. Simon of Cyrene was traveling on this road and was coming in from the country, Mark 15:21, when he was shackled with the task of carrying the execution plank. The author of Hebrews is more explicit about the location, suggesting that the crucifixion occurred near the city gate, Hebrews 13:12. The killing site, according to all 4 Gospels, was called the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is Golgotha. And why is that? Did it look like a skull, or were there skulls around there? We don't know. John 19, without exaggeration, is the most important passage in this discussion. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they lay Jesus there. Now, these verses provide us with 2 key details. First, the place of crucifixion and the tomb in which Jesus' body was placed were in the same vicinity, close by. This has long been recognized, and thus the discussion is centered around which tradition rightly preserves the area in which both of these events occurred. And second, John tells us that Jesus was buried in a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. In other words, it was not a reused Old Testament burial cave, it was a brand new tomb, hewn in the first century. Now there's more history to all of this, but no time to give it. Let me just say this. The point is, the Bible wants us to focus on the who, not the where. Here's the great question. Do you think it would be more meaningful or more madness if we knew beyond a doubt where these events occurred? Let's pray. Father, Jesus lived, he died, he rose again, and he's coming back. Help us keep the main thing, the main thing. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1466, and in the meantime, when you tour the Holy City, it's awe-inspiring. to see the sites and places where you know for sure that Jesus was. But when it comes to the cross and the empty tomb, the focus is no longer where, but who.